Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Welcome everyone to today's episode. We are absolutely thrilled that you're here. And we are also thrilled that we have one of our amazing clients. She's become a really good friend. She is an author, a speaker, and a nonprofit guru. And her name is Mary Burris. So welcome to the show, Mary. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and promising yourself you'll deal with it later, you're not broken. You're normal. Join us for a free live masterclass to learn a simpler way to bring clarity and relief. Visit lessmathmoremoney.com and we look forward to seeing you there.
Why don't we start off by just telling everyone about you, because you're incredibly interesting and you really have two really cool things going on right now. So we'd like to share with what you have going on and where you're about to move to in the world. You've got all kinds of exciting things happening.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you what is going on in my world. Yes. First, I'm an author of a series of environmentally slanted children's books. And the first one that's been published is Hooray for Goats. I'm very proud of it. And I'm happy to talk a little more about that later. And then my second venture is nonprofit consultant. So I have been involved in over 20 nonprofits since the age of, I don't know, childhood. And I can help people find funding and alternative funding sources, particularly in this challenging time since so many nonprofits lost a lot of funding last year. So that's what I'm doing. And then the other thing I think you were referring to is I'm planning a move to Spain in September. So I'm really super excited about that.
I bet. Isn't it great that you can run your businesses from wherever you are in the world?
Yes, it is. Hola, Española.
Mary, since you can do business from anywhere and you're traveling, you decided to make podcast guesting part of your marketing strategy. Tell us a little bit more about that and why you enjoy guesting on other people's podcasts so much.
Oh, I love that question. I think what's really important about being on podcasts is, number one, I love being interviewed. I was a media person at one point in my life. And so I'm very comfortable in front of a camera, very comfortable just talking. And so I think that is attractive to podcasters. And then the other reason is it's the algorithm. It's better than regular social media. You're on a podcast, they promote you. And then if they have affiliates, they promote you. And then the next thing you know, it's snowballing. So it's a pretty efficient way to get your message out into the world.
I love that. I think last year I was a guest on 43 podcasts. Of course, Jeannie and I have a couple podcasts, but one of the things I love about the whole podcast ecosystem is that everybody really is down to earth. We have met so many great guests. Some of them have become clients. Sometimes we become their clients. Like you said, end up becoming affiliates or referral partners. And the same thing when I'm guesting. And I love the fact that you talked about how it can really snowball for you. And for a lot of our clients, they realize if they do a podcast interview a week, if they're a guest on someone's podcast, now they have content. They can put that episode on their YouTube channel. They can share all of the posts across their social media networks without really needing to create their own content. So that's one of the things I think is so appealing.
Oh, absolutely. Because content is key.
So Mary, tell us a little bit about a podcast that you're looking to go on. I think there's just two different directions you're going to be going in. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so they are very different. So promoting a children's book or a series of children's book, or myself as a children's book author, we're looking at writers' podcasts, a podcast geared towards writers, podcast geared towards parents and families. And then because this particular series has a STEM side to it, I think it's important to say not only are there engaging narratives, if I do say so myself, they're certainly relatable to children narratives. I'm a K-12 licensed teacher as well. So I've included educational back matter so that whatever topic is being discussed, kids can learn more and families can learn more. And then I provided suggested activities in the back too, so that we're not just reading a story at bedtime. We have ideas for reinforcing the concepts in the book outside of the house, outside the home, and making more connections. Because as an educator, I know that the more synapses that connect, the better someone learns something. So there's that whole educational, the writer piece, all of those pieces. And then for nonprofit management, we are looking at podcasts that help nonprofits be better. And so that's been really interesting too, just to hear some of the nonprofits and some of the things that they have to say has helped me out too. I've learned some things, so I was impressed.
That's awesome. Nonprofits need so much help and support with fundraising and grant writing or training someone on their team to do grant writing. So the information that you share when you're a guest on other people's podcasts is really valuable to people in that space. So I think it's win-win for everyone.
I think so too. And one reason that I decided to go into nonprofit consulting is because I had so much experience and really was like, okay, I work for the Branch Museum of Design here in Richmond, Virginia, where I'm based. That's great. I can serve those contingents by finding money for the museum and the programs that the museum offers. But I want to do more. I also want to help educational programs, and I want to help families, and I want to help kids with cancer. So by helping a variety of nonprofits do better at getting money to support their programs, indirectly can support a lot more people, can help a lot more people. Does that make sense?
Yes. And this is why we love our clients and why we so enjoy being a part of helping you guys achieve your mission. So you joined our program, Guest Impact, where we helped you get your strategy around guesting on podcasts, along with training a virtual assistant who works directly for you to book you on podcasts. How has that been going for you?
Oh, I have to say that I was just bragging about you all the other day, because I don't know where else you can go to find a virtual assistant for anything, that I don't have to do the work of hosting the job, interviewing a bunch of people, training them. Plus, Jem, my assistant, has Bea, who continues to help her and train her and make her better and better. It's like a dream, because it saves so much time as a professional. And one of the things I've also learned over the years is that my time is extremely valuable. And even though it's really important to take the time to train your employees, if somebody else can do that for you, that is bonus. That is the best situation. So I can't think of a better service, especially for women entrepreneurs, because we need quality employees and we need quality services. And being women, you've thought of it all.
Thank you. It's so funny, because when you were talking about how if you work for one nonprofit, you're helping that nonprofit, but with your consulting business, you're able to help a lot of nonprofits because you believe in all of their missions. And then in a small way, you're part of that mission. It's interesting, because as business owners, Jeannie and I want to see our clients successful. We want to see you getting booked on the right podcast. We want to see your virtual assistant promoting the episodes and doing all the things that is going to make your time more valuable by being on those podcasts. But on the flip side of that, we love being able to hire and support and train and onboard these beautiful people halfway around the world who sometimes end up working for people who expect them to read their mind, or they don't pay them on time, or they don't pay them at all, or they swear at them. And so for us to be able to be a small part of your journey by interviewing and training someone who is going to do a great job for you, and then knowing that you're an awesome employer, that makes our mission even bigger than just us and our clients. So that really resonated with me when you were talking about the nonprofits and being part of all of their journeys.
And also, speaking of being a good employer, I love that you help your clients step into the role of being a good boss. That's really helpful too, because some people get away with not being good bosses.
Yeah, we like to
I'm
joke.
Not saying anybody here on this listening to this or anybody on the screen right now is that person. But it's really important to help us grow more into those shoes too, because we can't be the big success we want. We can't achieve our dreams until we are that.
Yeah,
until we are that and can contain it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think everybody, if you've had a job at some point in your life, you probably worked for a not so great boss, right? So I think we've all been there, done that. But the other thing too is, I think that when we first started outsourcing, it was a very long time ago, but you don't think about things like cultural differences. That was one of the things we had to learn the hard way. And we do everything in our power to work with our clients on understanding cultural differences. And then we get to work with the virtual assistants. And so I think that one piece has really made a big difference in helping people work better together. But a funny story, we have one client who at a very young age, like college, she was a hostess at a restaurant. All of a sudden, they decided to make her the person who was responsible for all of the wait staff's schedule and making sure everyone showed up. And so she's in it for her head. This wasn't what she applied for. And if you've ever worked in a restaurant, wait staff is like herding cats, right? It's almost impossible. So she went through a lot of her adult life thinking that she was a terrible manager and leader because of that experience. And sometimes we also have those little programs running in the background saying, I'm not a great CEO, I'm not a great CFO, I'm not a good manager, I'm not a good leader. And you think for so many of us, it's we just need support and a little bit of coaching around what those skills look like. And that's one of the things I think Jeannie and I have also really enjoyed learning and doing over the years.
Awesome. So Mary, tell us what made you finally take the leap to join our program and you want to get booked on podcasts.
I wanted to scale my business quickly, and it's back to moving to Europe thing. I wanted to make sure that I had set up my businesses in a way that I could go and I would feel secure in my income overseas. And so that's really what it was, is I was like, okay, I know I need to do something. I'm going to do this. It makes sense. Like I said, you can post all you want on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, but those algorithms are rigged. And if you don't have a way to get beyond your bubble, you're going to stay stuck. You're going to get stuck and you're going to stay stuck. And YouTube and podcasts are the best way to get out into the bigger world. That makes sense, I think, in my opinion. So it made sense.
What would you say to someone who's thinking about getting booked on podcasts but hasn't quite taken the leap?
I don't think there's anything I would say off the bat. I'd ask them why. What is it? Are they afraid of looking stupid on camera? Are they insecure about their background? Are they insecure about what is it? Is it money? Is it you? Do you have a fear of public speaking and this feels public to you? First, I'd find out why, but it's easy to learn these skills. How to do an interview is an easy skill to learn, and it can be learned. And you guys map that out in the beginning of the program for people who need that. And I think that's fantastic. So that hurdle is overcome, right? They're going to help you with that. And then again, why would you keep putting money into ads or putting money into these other things when you can get a bigger bang for your buck doing podcasts? And you don't know, you could make a friend. You can certainly attract clients that way. How else are you going to reach your clients? And the podcasts are so beautifully marketed to specific audiences that in this world of bombardment with so much, you really need to get that target market niche. And this is a great way to do it. So that's what I would say. Why not? Once we get over your fear of being on a camera, let's do it. If that's your fear, might not be.
I love that, Mary. This has been so much fun and I'm so excited. We're going to put in the show notes a link to where people can find your book. What ages is your book really for?
Say 5 to 8, but really I have a lot of people who buy it and read it to younger children and they love it. In fact, I did a visit to my friend's early childcare center and they love the book so much. I didn't know. I went to read the story to them and I thought it was the first time they heard it. No, they are shouting out like the characters and the answers. They love it. They hear it, like they request it every day. So that's hugely gratifying. But for me also, again, sharing these stories, the first one, which isn't published yet, is about urban beekeeping. The second one is about using goats to eat invasive plants and weeds. And that's the published one. The third one is about planting pollinator gardens. This is all just planting little seeds in children so they feel empowered about how they can participate in the natural world. This is particularly geared towards kids in urban areas and suburban areas where they don't often have connection with nature in a way. And then also educational, like I want them to understand, why is it important to plant a pollinator garden? Why is it important that bees and butterflies have a place to eat? Why is it important not to put chemicals on the ground to kill weeds? Why is that? Because we're just poisoning the environment for our own selves. Anyway, that was the long answer.
I love that. It's so true though, right? Without bees, we don't get to eat. Like, it's not rocket science, but sometimes we forget how important those little things are. And I love the fact that you're starting children off. I got the book for my great nieces and nephews, and my sister-in-law's told me great things. So just passing that on to you, that they love the book. They do live in the country, so they do get to see and be a part of nature more. But again, I don't think they always understand how maybe kids in other areas aren't exposed to the same types of things that they are.
So if they don't keep bees, they may not know about all the things that it takes. They might be inspired to keep bees. Love to have kids in rural areas keep bees. It's for everybody. They could have goats. They could start their own goat business, rental business, for example, if they want. Maybe they're inspired. But that was the whole purpose of this series. Yeah, so many children are terrified to even put their bare feet on grass. And that makes me really sad, because then they lose the connection to the planet. The planet is going to be fine in the end. It's what can live on the planet is going to be the question. when push comes to shove. Earth is fine. Earth's going to be fine. It's what is going to be able to survive on it. Yeah. That's the question.
I love that you're making a big difference with that. And for people who want to talk to you about helping them write grants or raise funds for a nonprofit, they can connect with you on LinkedIn. But I do want to disclose for everyone that you did have your LinkedIn account hacked. And so you've recently started a new LinkedIn account. Yeah. So if you're going to check Mary out, we will put the link below. You will see that Jeannie and I will be connected to her so that you'll know that is her. But again, you're thinking this lady should have a lot more connections than what she does. It's because she was hacked and she is starting over. So you will have the right Mary Burris when you find that link in the show notes below. And I do hope, again, she's so passionate about helping nonprofits raise money and she's been doing it for so long. It's always worth reaching out and having a conversation. Whether it's the right fit or not, that conversation will give you that knowledge. And Mary is also a world of resources. She just knows so many people. So I know if she can't help you, she'll direct you to someone else. So it really is win-win. Well, Mary, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate having you here and good luck with your travels. So you're taking your dog gets to fly with you to Europe. And we're so excited to hear that. And we will be looking forward to seeing the next book come out.
And then you all need to plan to come visit me. I'll be in Malaga, Spain, which is beautiful city and with a beach and easy to get to other places in Europe. So why don't we just plan a 6-figure business coaching conference in Europe?
So our next podcast interview with Mary will be coming to you from Spain.
See, come on, everyone. We'd love to have you.
Mary, thanks again. And thanks to all of you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the 6-Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.